Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing teenager who was reported missing by her mother on Wednesday night in Orleans. 15-year-old Yamich Stormy Friday Erickson is a 15-year-old white female, 5'5", 110 pounds, with light brown hair, with bangs and blonde highlights. She has brown eyes and was probably wearing a black T-shirt with the number 25 on it or a black sundress with jeans. Sheriff's search and rescue teams, Orleans volunteer firefighters, along with a Coast Guard helicopter and family and friends, have been searching the Klamath River and surrounding areas looking for Erickson. Yamich is considered a high-risk missing person, and her mother has fears she may harm herself. Anyone with information as to her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. An 88-year-old woman is in the hospital, the result of a head-on collision on Highway 101 north of the Bayside Cutoff on Thursday. The California Highway Patrol reports that Frances Lambert was driving south in the northbound lanes of the highway. Several vehicles were able to avoid the car she was driving, but she finally collided with a car driven by 60-year-old James Porter of Arcata. Lambert's car spun around and she hit a guardrail. She was transported by ambulance to Mad River Hospital. She suffered minor injuries and both occupants were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. Fortuna Police, along with the Sheriff's Office, are investigating a string of burglaries at Hobie's Market in Scotia. The market has been burglarized three times, the first on June 6th and then again on Monday and Tuesday of this week. The thieves broke a small window to gain entry and have used the same boarded-up window in the last two burglaries. The break-ins have occurred in the early morning hours between midnight and 6 in the morning. Arcata police continue their search for 24-year-old Willow Creek resident Joel Johnston, who was a suspect in a shooting incident in Sunnybrae over the weekend. Johnston and another suspect are suspected of attempting to rob two victims at gunpoint. During an altercation, Johnston's handgun discharged, grazing one of the victims. Anyone with information about Johnston or the incident is asked to contact authorities. Congressman Jared Huffman has thrown his support behind a bill that would add billions of dollars in emergency funding to veterans' health programs, including provisions that would allow veterans who live 40 miles or more from a VA facility to use local health care resources instead. The bill provides $15 billion in emergency funding for expanded health care options, funding for other VA services, and allows the VA secretary to quickly remove executives based on poor performance. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision involving a tractor-trailer on Highway 162 in Mendocino County on Wednesday afternoon. The driver was hauling two fully loaded trailers filled with hay and was headed westbound when attempting to negotiate a turn. He allowed the truck to leave the roadway and rolled down a dirt embankment. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and suffered fatal injuries at the scene. Impairment is not considered a factor. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the state of California in the midst of an ongoing drought, it can be hard for the residents of cities like Eureka and Arcata to feel the effects. That's because their water supplier, the Humboldt Municipal Water District, has plenty of water on hand. That's not the case for smaller towns such as Rio Dell, which had to appeal to the state to use Eel River water, as Supervisor Estelle Fennell points out.
They had to basically say why they still needed the Eel River water. This allows them to use the river water for domestic use only. So anything outside, including their investment of trees down the median, which was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, would have to be dealt with alternative sources.
Fennell also said that while water is available from the water district, it can be prohibitively expensive for a town like Rio Dell.
The question, I think, for some people was, how much will it cost? What is that cost, and how much would it cost the districts, and is there funding for it? It certainly is wonderful to know that Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has that water available and is willing to provide it.
Residents of Rio Dell are limited to 50 gallons of water per day for personal use. If you're in the downtown area in Eureka this morning, don't be alarmed at the police presence in the area of 4th and Commercial Streets. Students from the College of the Redwoods Crime Scene Investigation course are conducting training scenarios, and it's not an active crime investigation scene. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.